The Human Factor by Graham Greene, read by Tim Pigott-Smith. I only know that he who forms a tie is lost. The germ of corruption has entered into his soul. Joseph Conrad. Part 1. Chapter 1. Castle, ever since he had joined the firm as a young recruit more than 30 years ago, had taken his lunch in a public house behind St. James's Street, not far from the office. If he had been asked why he lunched there, he would have referred to the excellent quality of the sausages. He might have preferred a different bitter from Watney's, but the quality of the sausages outweighed that. He was always prepared to account for his actions, even the most innocent, and he was always strictly on time. So, by the stroke of one, he was ready to leave. Arthur Davis, his assistant, with whom he shared a room, departed for lunch punctually at 12 and returned, but often only in theory, 1 hour later. It was understood that in case of an urgent telegram, Davis or himself must always be there to receive the decoding. But they both knew well that in the particular subdivision of their department nothing was ever really urgent. The difference in time between England and the various parts of Eastern and Southern Africa, with which the two of them were concerned, was usually large enough, even when, in the case of Johannesburg, it was little more than an hour, for no one outside the department to worry about the delay in the delivery of a message. The fate of the world, Davis used to declare, would never be decided on their continent, however many embassies China or Russia might open from Addis Ababa to Conakry, or however many Cubans landed. Castle wrote a memorandum for Davis. If Zaire replies to number 172...